Phil Khoury joins us now. Phil, hello there.
Good morning, Fran.
As we heard there from the Treasurer, the government sees the New South Wales package as a new national approach to lockdowns. Is it going to be sufficient, do you think, to stop job losses and businesses going under? There's a lot of people, the unions not surprisingly say it's inferior, as does Labor, but a few business people too saying it's not enough.
Yeah, and other business people are saying it's okay, Fran. I think it depends on the length and the severity of the lockdown. So, as you said, it's not JobKeeper, but it sort of replicates. It tries to replicate JobKeeper and other measures without, you know, making it really expensive and permanent and nationwide. So,
I don't get the nationwide thing. I mean, just because JobKeeper doesn't mean it has to be nationwide, does it?
No, well, you could just apply it where it needs to apply in terms of business turnover. So I think the problem with JobKeeper is A, it's very expensive, and B, you know, once you qualify for it, you qualify for 3 to 6 months. Now, you know, let's say in the case of Melbourne, when they had their lockdown, only went for a couple of weeks, you'd still be paying businesses down their JobKeeper for another few months who didn't need it. So I think that
why though? Why can't JobKeeper have a limit on it as well? Why can't it be flexible to 2 weeks or 4 weeks or whatever?
Well, I guess you could, and I guess what they're trying to do with this is do that, re-engineer another program to reflect JobKeeper that can be turned off, immediately as soon as a lockdown ends, or as soon as the lockdown area no longer meets the Commonwealth definition of a hotspot. So they're trying to replicate it. It's quite unwieldy and, difficult to explain. But at the end of the day...
The only problem I see with it, Phil, is that it's hard to make sure that the workers keep being employed. Mm. There's no real compliance.
It's like an honesty system.
On trust.
Yeah.
It's like an honesty system, and maybe that's all we can do and depend on the economy. Mm. Unemployment is low, so there is demand for workforce.
Yeah, well, that's right, Fran. I think the point was made yesterday. I mean, you don't have to sort of walk outside the door and talk to any business operator in this country where things are going well, and the common complaint is they can't get staff. It's a really common catch cry, and so I suspect, the government's operating on the basis, yes, some people will try and rip it off, but by and large, people aren't just going to sack workers and pocket a few grand for a few weeks. And then when the thing bounces back, they can't get workers again. So I suspect it's operating on that assumption.
Okay. Relations with Victoria have turned pretty poisonous.
Yeah,
the Victorian Premier Dan Andrews said Scott Morrison has become the Premier for New South Wales. It's a killer line, I imagine, in Victoria would play quite well. Prime Minister, I beg your pardon, the Prime Minister for New South Wales. Do Victorians have a right to be annoyed?
They're annoyed, Fran, because when they went back into lockdown last month, when was it, early June, late May, the two-weeker, they had to sort of beg and scrape, I think, for assistance. So initially the federal government was reluctant to go there again. They said, look, you have to, it's up to you. You just put your hand in your own pocket for this lockdown. And then after a couple of weeks, they realised they'd have to do something. And that's when they came up with the first national template, and that was the federal government would pay disaster payments of $325 or $500, depending on hours lost, and the states would pay for the business assistance package. So that was agreed to only towards the end of the Victorian lockdown. So what the Vics saw yesterday was the feds sort of step up and sort of bolster this scheme, because the severity and length of the New South Wales lockdown is going to be far worse than what happened in Melbourne. So they're not begrudging as such what New South Wales got. They're just begrudging the fact that they had to, sort of go cap in hand to the feds and I think the term was scrape and beg or something like that.
Well, the language was different, wasn't it? I mean, the Treasurer at the time, Josh Frydenberg, said Victorians should ask the government hard questions about why the state was now locked down again. We're not hearing that kind of language, are we?
No, we're not. Exactly right. Different attitude. So, but the point being is that in sort of monetary terms, it is exactly the same. I mean, that scheme they announced back in June still operates for the first few weeks of a lockdown, and what was announced yesterday with the increased payments and the government going 50-50 on business, that only kicks in week four. So, God forbid Victoria ever had another lockdown that lasted, went into a fourth week, they would get the same amount of money as New South Wales. So what they've really had to do yesterday, devise a bolt-on for a lockdown that's much worse than we saw in Victoria.
Okay. Phil, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Phil Khoury is political editor with the Australian Financial Review.